8 hours from now, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Barring an appeal, the Justice Department court-ordered to release by noon today the affidavit used to get the search warrant for President Trump's home. But with everything the government wanted kept secret, blacked out.
U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt, after his review, concluded the federal government made its case to keep portions of it from the public. The judge said information such as names of witnesses, federal agents, and those who are uncharged, as well as legal strategies and grand jury information would be compromised with no redaction.
Fox's Gernal Scott, former President Trump, has called for the affidavit's unsealing without any redactions. His senior advisor, Jared Kushner.
I think that's in the public's interest. This way people can know whether there's a serious allegation or this is more manufactured.
Kushner says the public distrusts the Department of Justice. President Biden in political attack mode yesterday, telling a Democrat campaign kickoff rally in Maryland.
Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans have made their choice to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division. But we've chosen a different path. Forward, the future, unity, hope, and optimism.
President predicted the abortion issue would be a big factor in the midterm elections and called former President Trump's political philosophy semi-fascism. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the FBI approached Facebook before the 2020 presidential election with a warning about Russian propaganda ahead of the Hunter Biden laptop story breaking. Zuckerberg telling the Joe Rogan podcast that unlike some other social media platforms, Facebook did not block the New York Post reporting on the laptop story, but did adjust its rankings in users' news feeds. A judge has again blocked a new law banning abortion in North Dakota as he weighs arguments from the state's lone abortion clinic that the new law violates the state's Constitution. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The White House yesterday defending the president's plan to erase billions of dollars in student loan debt.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration believes its student loan debt relief plan will put money back into the Treasury and won't increase the deficit.
We do believe it will be fully paid for because of the work that this president has done with the economy.
Noting $1.7 trillion in federal deficit reductions projected for the year, explaining the cost will depend on how many borrowers take up the opportunity.
We have done the work to make sure that this is done in a fiscal responsible way and a balanced way.
Republicans argue it will burden lower income taxpayers and is unfair to those who've already paid off their debt. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Boeing has announced its first space flight with astronauts aboard has been delayed until early next year because repairs need to be made to the space capsule. Liftoff of the Starliner capsule with a pair of test pilots now scheduled for February. Boeing has launched the Starliner twice without a crew, most recently in May when it docked with the International Space Station. In Florida, a road rage episode leads to a hate crime conviction.
A confrontation at a stoplight could send a man to prison for 10 years in Florida. A jury in Tampa convicting 29-year-old Jordan Patrick Leahy in a federal hate crimes case for racially motivated interference with a black motorist's right to use the street. The incident happened in August of last year on a Pinellas County road. Prosecutors say Leahy pulled alongside the other car, yelling racial slurs at the black driver, making a shooting gesture with his hand, and swerving into the lane. The black man's 4-year-old daughter and girlfriend were in the car. The men then confronted each other at a stoplight. Prosecutors say Leahy made racially motivated comments after sheriff's deputies arrived, including that black people should stay in their areas. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.